door is closing.
Hi, this is Ryan Happy's mom, and you're listening to Happy Hour.
Welcome back to Happy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
With Ryan Happy.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, well, hit it.
All right.
Happy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2. Happy, happy, happy. This is Happy Hour with Happy.
Always going in, never doubt it. Never worry about the dollar. Need a source or trending topic. Be the hottest, search about it. Competition microscopic. Never copied. I'm a giant rolling weed up. Now we flying.
What a mouthful.
Oh,
BPE. Hi, Rover.
Oh, BPE. Oh, BPE.
You already know Happy Hour in the system.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what today is?
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Just, anybody?
Mm.
Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
What day is it?
It's hump day.
Woohoo!
Well, look who's here.
It's hump day.
Welcome to the show.
Why don't you talk into the microphone?
I don't know.
How hard is it to talk into a microphone?
Yeah. I got a backup mic right here.
We have a show today.
Why don't we kick it up a notch?
That's what we're going to do.
Now we begin.
All right, kids.
Yeah! It's just about to get twisted.
It's showtime.
It's time for Hoppy's Inbox, only on Happy Hour with Ryan Happy.
So my inbox blew up in the last day. I don't know why. Got a lot of messages from Cleveland and Rochester and other cloudy Midwest cities. Very confused. I had someone accuse me, which this is an oxymoron in itself, of being a Rover's Morning Glory ripoff. I don't know why. I'm confused. We also got a support the other day from this guy who is a P1 listener of Happy Hour, a diehard listener. His name is Joseph, but it's not Cummer. I said it wrong. I've been saying it wrong this whole time. His last name is Coomer. Said, Hoppy, you're killing me. My last name is pronounced Coomer, not Cummer. LMFAO. I get that all the time. I played high school, so imagine originally attended a game by the locals, not my hometown. It was an away game. Goal! Number 12, Joe Cummer, locally televised TV. I woke up to that message and feeling bad is the wrong word, but I was like, oh man, you want to show respect to your listeners. So sorry about that, Cummer. I mean, Cummer. Also here, I don't know why I keep getting messages from Cleveland, but I also saw this here. This is from clutchpoints.com. I have this thing with the automation where when I play Hoppy's Inbox, it goes to the next thing that starts with an H. So I wasn't even going to break and it went. So sorry about that. Any other radio show would have been like, we got to stop. Take two. I don't care. There is this website called clutchpoints.com. Which is kind of like a TMZ type, just a little less reputable. And it says, Kayla Nicole is done being Travis Kelce's ex. I am human. And guess whose rant?
Mm-hmm.
Guess whose rant got quoted on that blog? And it got me more than 70 downloads.
Mm.
We also have other comments here. I posted it on TikTok and got a ton of views. Here's some of what the world thinks of Kayla Nicole. The biggest mistake that Travis did was to date an IG jobless thought. Glad he learned his lesson and saved himself. All Kayla does is bring him up. She is nothing without him. This girl is so full of herself, she's embarrassing. So I am the official authority on all things Kayla Nicole, I guess, okay? Not sure how I feel about that. You don't really wake up in the morning and you go, oh my God, I want to be the authority on all things Kayla Nicole. But hey, here I am.
This is not headline news. The Conclave starts today. It's the biggest gathering of virgins outside of Comic-Con.
I did.
It's National Tourism Day. Also deadline day for real ID. Nice timing. A man was arrested after he drove his car through the gate of Jennifer Aniston's house.
I did.
He's been accused of trespassing, stalking, and acting like it's still 1996.
Unfortunately, I had to stop that because of copyright, because they decided to play I'll Be There For You. What was going on last night and last night? What was going on last night in late night TV?
According to a new report last week, air traffic controllers at Newark lost all communication with planes for over a minute. It's getting to the point where we really should clap when the plane lands.
Developers of the video game Grand Theft Auto have delayed the release of its sixth installment. Apparently, during the beta testing, they couldn't get anybody to steal the Cybertrucks.
Hey, get this. I read that Burger King is facing a lawsuit alleging that their Whopper hamburgers are smaller than advertised.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, Burger King's legal defense is that the king has divine power and doesn't recognize any courts.
I've heard better, but could have been worse.
And now, what it would sound like if a husband talked to his wife the same way he talked to his dog at mealtime.
Oh my goodness, who's hungry wifey? Is it you? Is it you? Oh yes it is. Look at that beautiful face. You want some din-din? You want some yummy num-nums? Daddy made a special dress for you. Wait. Okay, get it. Who's the best eater in the whole world? You are. You want a belly rub after?
Yeah.
What it would sound like if a husband talked to his wife the same way he talked to his dog at mealtime.
Need a last-minute Mother's Day gift for Mom? Well, you can't go wrong with the all-new electric remote control jammer from Jamco. It's a problem as old as time itself. Dad takes control of the television and has forced the family to watch Die Hard so many times you no longer care about the fate of the Nakatomi Building. Well now, thanks to Jamco, those days are over. Using 1980s technology of recalled VCRs due to radiation concerns, the new remote control jammer not only blocks Dad's remote from controlling the TV,
yeah,
it punishes him by making his remote hand slightly numb.
Yeah.
Well, radiation. And by automatically locking your TV on one station that's guaranteed to make him avoid the remote completely. The Bravo Channel. So while Mom enjoys the reunion of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, the rest of the family can revel in Dad's frustrating ability to change the channel. Yippee-ki-yay, Mother, Father.
All right. A Russian national arrested for stealing a massive luxury yacht in Florida. Here is Sheriff John Badenzi talking about it.
Our Marine deputies basically did some tactical maneuvering and shoved that vessel up into the mangroves, grounding it so it could no longer try to escape from us.
And since I have a lot of listeners in Ohio, here's something going on in your great state, which I like to describe Ohio as the Florida of the Midwest, just without the sun. A pet raccoon with a meth pipe leads to a drug bust. Here is the body cam footage.
The reason I stopped you is you are suspended with a warrant for your arrest.
I am?
The raccoon has her meth pipe.
Oh my God. What?
Oh my God.
Her meth pipe. He's playing with a meth pipe right now. Oh, there's no one. He's trying to smoke it.
All right. Thanks.
There's no way.
Just another day in that city that we all know and love. In this city that Robert doesn't admit to. I'm just kidding. In this city known as Cleveland.
Fun times in Cleveland again.
Still Cleveland.
Oh, you're not that bad.
Come on down to Cleveland town, everyone.
Oh, geez.
Under construction since 1868. See our river that catches on fire.
Yeah.
So polluted that all our fish have AIDS. We see the sun almost three times a year.
Very true.
This guy has at least...
I never saw the sun.
Eyes, the flats look like a Scooby-Doo ghost town.
Ah.
Don't slow down in East Cleveland or you'll die. Our economy's based on LeBron James.
Donovan Mitchell.
A house for the price of a VCR. Our main
actually, the economy is based off of a Halliburton.
So we think is art. It could be worse, though. At least we're not Detroit. We're not out of Detroit.
Happy hour.
Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Something beautiful right here.
Yeah.
Some epic.
Beats, this official.
Matthias.
Let's make it.
Look, I'm being a nice guy. I leave that to them dudes that shoot hoops. I'd rather roll through in a new coupe with chicks that get 200 to do shoots. Rolling a shooby dooby while we listen to smooth grooves. Dude, I tried to told you I'm hot like magma. Keep a mirror. I'm stashed up in the Dodge Magnum. Near the stash of the Magnums. Never know which one I'ma use. Right there, I got a couple people confused. Cause I never lose. Cause I never snooze. Pop, then I pop this shit to knock you out of your shoes. I shut down crews and rock tailor-made suits and Louis shoes. It's hard to do what I do. Son, like Evel Knievel. Keep a watch face see-through. I do this for my people. Selling through their screen though. My mom said I was a walking felony. Cause I kept 16s in the closet like Kelly. Shop with the sellers.
Dogs ain't barking at them. Chickens ain't clucking at them. Bees ain't searching at them. Birds ain't chirping. I'ma hurt them all. Mother, hurt them all. Mother, hurt them all. Hurt them all.
I'm not a mad rapper, I'm a disgruntled MC, and I teach you dudes about tussling with me. Truth is, I hate these marks. I should pull this jammy and spark and leave these rappers handicapped parking. When you see your boy out, bow down or kiss the ring. With a crew about myself, I ain't worried about a thing. This is Shot City, man. Where the f*** you from? And your chick can't go if she ain't gobbling. My partner Supreme told me flows hard on these monkeys. I hit Crow Gems and told him make my wrist chunky. Jane hung like Donkey. And fuck them dudes who want their nickname beautiful. Keep them breasts on me. Homie, I'm funky like woo. Leg shots to let you know that I'm serious. When the blocks get hot, I'm in the streets bare chested. I got money invested. These detectives.
My dogs ain't barking at them. Chickens ain't clucking at them. Bees ain't searching at them. Birds ain't chirping. I'ma hurt them all. Mother, hurt them all. Mother, hurt them all. Hurt them all. Mother, I'ma hustle for real. My dogs ain't barking at them. Chickens ain't clucking at them.
Yeah, I see.
Searching at them. Birds ain't chirping.
Bring it back.
I'ma hurt them all. Mother, hurt them all.
Mother, I'm serious in this mother.
Hurt them all.
This ain't the young and restless. You could say the drama, life support, boy. Put your life on pause like a comma. When you cutting corners and you stacking money, it's like they turn comedians, man. They get to acting funny. I know the MCs, the real MCs. Shameless ain't rude, man. Them so shopping with me. Get a pumpkin head in front of your little daughter. You a broke pop machine, get you out of order. I'ma come and get you. Don't make me hit you for shells like a snail or an armadillo. Watch the blue lights with the blue films. Slice, make them look like he got gills. This ain't artificial, man, this shit real. Throw him in Lake Michigan and hope the nigga can swim. And if he can't, I guess he won't live. Giving names, get your change, he ain't hate a bill.
My dogs ain't barking at him.
Let's go. I am the grain.
I'ma hurt him all, mother, hurt him all, mother, hurt him all, hurt him all.
Today on TMZ.
Okay, the Diddy trial actually starts today.
Yeah, it's going to be a longest trial.
So Diddy was in court, and as we expected, he's not in any prison attire. He's wearing a sort of nice sweater.
It's weird how we get these sketch drawings. Like, what if he was just naked?
Collared shirt underneath, and his hair's completely gray.
Oh, wow.
You want that.
Absolutely.
I mean, the defense wants that.
Why?
Because you want to make him almost look infirmed. You want to make him look like Professor Diddy.
Like, he looks harmless.
Makes him look harmless.
Old men don't freak off that hot.
Lady Gaga found out about the plot to bomb her concert the same way everybody else did in the news the next day.
Sounds like she's a little out of touch.
Serious?
Yeah. So Lady Gaga, of course, had her show in Rio de Janeiro. 2 million fans showed up to this concert. It was huge.
What?
Officials in Brazil found out there was a plot to bomb the show.
Yeah.
They said they didn't want to tell Gaga, so they didn't create a mass panic. Because that's a lot of pressure on her. That's 2 million people whose safety you're kind of responsible for.
And especially somebody like her who really loves her fans.
Chapel Roan would be like,
because she's a passive-aggressive moron.
So David Beckham turned 50 years old. He had like a...
Cannot believe it. That makes me feel freaking old.
Huge birthday. Well, remember Brooklyn and his younger brother Romeo? They've been like beefing hard all because of the girl that Romeo is dating.
Yeah, this is a little messy situation.
She had some kind of something with Brooklyn back in the day. He's not in any of the photos.
So wait. So they're Eskimo brothers?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I know a morning radio host I'm asking my brothers with.
An actual brother.
And actual brother.
It's a rare double.
It sure seems like Aaron Rodgers is married.
Yeah, I cannot imagine being married to him. It would be insufferable.
Harry? Over the weekend, Aaron Rodgers was spotted wearing what appeared to be a wedding band on that.
Really?
Wow.
Was the woman there that he's been dating?
Well, maybe. We don't know. Nobody's seen her.
Who is the girl?
Who is it?
She initially said a few months ago, call her Brittany with an I. That's all we know about her.
Wow, it's a douchey name.
Brittany with an I.
B-R-I-N-T-I.
You just spelled Branty.
I love TMZ. I don't know if you can tell by the amount of times I play their content on my show.
Happy Hot Topic.
Sean Diddy Combs back in court for another day of jury selection. Chief Investigative Correspondent Aaron Katursky is at the court.
Yeah.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, George. Expect the jury to be seated as soon as today to hear the evidence against Sean Combs, and it hasn't exactly been easy. One,
yeah, it's kind of hard when everyone knows, you know.
Potential juror was dismissed after he told the judge it would be hard for him to stop smoking marijuana. A man with daughters who called the allegations troubling was dismissed after defense said he came to court with an agenda. Admittedly nervous when jury selection began, Combs has been pretty attentive, eyeing those who might decide whether he's guilty of racketeering and sex trafficking charges that could send him to prison for decades.
Yeah.
When a woman was asked if she knew any of the celebrities who might come up at trial, Combs smiled when she answered, "I wish I did." And he appeared to exchange a nod with a man questioned about his interactions with police. At the defense table, though, an address...
Sounds like he's using his influence, which is not a good thing.
Dress shirt, crew neck sweater, and graying hair, Combs cuts a much less imposing figure than the polished and powerful hip-hop impresario and music mogul.
He's trying to look like, oh, look at me, I'm so down and out, you know.
Who once ruled hip-hop and...
Oh, thanks, Caucasian guy. I did not know that Diddy ruled hip-hop. Mm-hmm.
For Netflix's 300 million plus members, the streamer's homepage is as familiar as that iconic tone.
I take pride in not having Netflix. It's a bunch of douchey murder documentaries that have taught a generation of people that, hey, you know, murder can be kind of sexy when it's not. And second of all, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, there is this thing where I just don't want to give them money when they're making crappy movies.
But now,
and giving stupid shirtless comedians specials.
Now, its classic interface is getting an overhaul. What led you to this decision? Could some...
Because, you know, we have to fix something.
People would say, why fix what's not broken?
We thought, we really need a UI that'll make it easier for our members to find the shows that they want.
Yeah, to find the shows that you want people to find is what you're saying.
better.
Netflix
scumbag
CEO Greg Peters gave us an exclusive peek at the new features, like preview blurbs for each show and personalized badges to guide your choices.
Oh, we think you'll love this, or Emmy winner. Nice.
You really care about awards. You might get an Emmy winner award here badge.
I've watched every season of Bridgerton, so...
Kiss her ass a little more.
Hey, here's an alert. Another season coming.
I can't listen to these pretentious morons. There are some days, more than others, that I'm in the mood to talk to morons. Right now, not one of them. Ben Affleck said that he felt bad for Britney Spears. I love this part. It says here, Ben Affleck is showing his softer side, revealing he felt empathy for the toxic singer. That's what the media does whenever they talk about Britney, because one of her songs is called Toxic. They love to sing, because it is the toxic singer, but it's also she's toxic, you know? They've been using that since the beginning of time. And it's not even her best song. Her best song's Lucky.
I can remember a long time ago, you know, years and years ago, I really had a lot of empathy for Britney Spears, because I remember that it seemed like, it's not somebody that I knew or hung out with, but I just, like everybody else, you see all this shit that comes through. But having had my own experiences myself, I knew, like, these are people are following her around in a time where she may or may not have been having difficulty. I don't know, because I don't know her. But I do know that the cycle of having people harangue you and yell at you and hassle you and follow you, it kind of seemed like that itself was kind of whipping up the whole thing into a tizzy. So
they're not helping.
Well, yeah. They're kind of poking a stick at it and going, look at it. That's where it felt kind of like,
yeah, Brett. Theo Von Brat.
That's the first time I thought, this is kind of a weird kind of unintentional, I think, culturally, but kind of collective cruelty, where what's taken out of the image that you see are the people around,
right,
you know, waving the stick at the tiger or poking on it or whatever. All you see is the growling animal, whatever it is. A part of that is because somebody's coming around and, you know, hitting on it or whatever to make it get active. And that's where you think, okay, well, this isn't really news. It's not even real.
He is a well-spoken guy. Some of these actors can only read off of cue cards, but a round of applause to Ben Affleck for being able to talk.
It's not what would be happening if this effect wasn't taking place.
Yeah.
And that's where I thought, okay, you know, the sort of wise thing to do is to just sort of like maintain one's perspective and try to remove yourself a little bit. It doesn't, which is what I would like to do. I think there's this sense that if you see someone's picture all the time, they must want you to be seeing it.
That's a good point.
Right. Which is not the case at all for me. I'm self-conscious. I don't really want you to be seeing that. I don't see any reason for it. As an actor, it's no good for you, because I don't really want people, if they watch a movie, to be like, that's not him.
That's a good point. All right. I can feel my audience getting bored. Kind of like when you watch a Ben Affleck movie that's not the tone.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
Killing us, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Welcome to the 40-40. Age limit in a dress code. No 80-year-old rappers, and no motherfucking wallet chains and tight pants and colorful fucking shirt. And don't come naked, though.
That motherfucking BJ knew the bus. Get off my computer nuts before I go Freddie Fox from the Flavor Unit bus. Plus, you know my Lacosta Nostra. To stretch a nigga out like he rose a coaster. Nope, you blew it. I'm a boxer, I can mop a lane. Oh, let's do it. I hit you with the Waka Flocka Flame. I don't need backing, so it's no need for shady. It's no need for police, your homies, your lady. We can lace them up, pay-per-view, however you want to. And then donate all the proceeds to Haiti. Your man's major.
Asia. I keep a hitman with me that took care of more people than Fantasia. I'm bonkers, I'm cuckoo, I'm beyond gonzo. The rocket launch is like a part of my ensemble. On top of that, I got niggas in Boston that got my back, and they gon' assist me like with John Rondo. So fuck peace. The day I quit beefing to be the same day I grow a hangnail on my butt cheek. My mama got fangs, my daddy got duck's feet. I was genetically predisposed to fuck freaks. I'm like my nigga Joey B. I don't worry about the win as long as I get the girl in the end. Y'all niggas be dead if looks could kill. My money taller than y'all. Y'all spending Bushwick bills in y'all ghetto. Squeezing you weak when I spark metal. You leak and therefore you squeak in the falsetto. My shit is nothing like you heard before. Get it right. Our shit is knocking like our words be doors. We can fight. That's right, put your dukes up and let your fist pump like you on a Jersey Shore. Paranoia is my normal activity. I ghost you, how you seeing paranormal activity? I roast you, when he rhyming off the Patron, you might want a Catron. He would burn you like Penny's mama off of Good Times. I'm fly as shit, but grounded like the Gaza Strip. But let's be honest, I'm surrounded by a thousand tits. I claim the town, before I give you lanes to crown. You get it soon as Snoop gains a pound. We two bitches, plus we got pits in the back and dirty money like them two bitches.
The stock exchange, but I'm watching lanes whose interest is wallet change. What part of the game is this? Bunch of dicks in the studio, so I take mine elsewhere. I'm Rick Rubio. Homie, make sure you speak to me sober. One in the head, heat in holster. Don't care if you cross country. I'm there before the weekend's over, and you'll be swinging at the air. No weak controller, but I don't care to speak on chrome. Hard to not live a movie when you got theater seats at home. No wonder she wants chill. See back with a friend. She seen when I dunk, boo, I let her keep that Benz. Spit got them acting like they on a relapse binge. Start kicking my door down like I don't need that hinge. The realest to ever do it, he a must in the game. If you don't get the picture, then readjust the frame. It's simple mathematics, Einstein. Learned to walk a fine line off that battle shit. It's grind time. Rap for hire, call me if help is needed. I got this whole shit covered, Darrell Reeves. So if you looking for me, I'm relaxing with a bird on Hell's Kitchen asking for dessert. So when I'm recording, dummies become non-important. They think the book of Eli was written by Tom Coughlin. I ain't with the trash talking, that's distortion, mass distortion. All of your raps is appalling. Once see me dead, I'll invite them to the funeral and they can keep the stains off my glass coffin. Yep, it's Joe, a regular flow. If your ones ain't Gail King right next to a O, it's not a thing, just lie, be the next to blow. I don't need a private jet, just a window seat, exit row. And if I decide to peel arms, I'm interrupting with no pardon. I ain't Mike Wilpon from day one, he just speak his mind. Cause loose leaf don't come with subtitles, can't read between the lines. You think anybody on your TVB in your top of Elite 3, then CC me. Fifth gear, we kicking up dust, motherfucker. We only competing with us, motherfucker.
Hope everybody had a good time out there. Fucking fake diamonds on these. You can fool them bitches, you can't fool us. The light hit it different. Make sure the fucking laces in your shoes too. Not all the funny shit with the straps. We ain't five, right? And bring your notebook. Learn something, nigga. You fuck of a fuck, nigga, you. You a one fuck of a fuck nigga, man. Who's your fucking hairstylist?
RichKBarber.com.
Don't talk to me if you got a hairstylist. You gotta have a barber. Nigga.
I'll walk away now.
Happy New Year. We only exuding positive energy.
Are you, bud?
Slow down.
Yeah. That was Joe Budden with 4040 Club.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Hi. How the hell are you? Actually, I'm getting a spam call right now. Let's do this. Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio. You coward. You're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio. They always hang up. It's following segment. been brought to you by Dizzy Beezy Honey. DizzyBeezyHoney.com. And I tell you, it's the best Delta 8 CBD honey around. The man of my words. It comes in the form of a lollipop. Like the lollipop, the rapper. A honey stick or a jar of honey. However the hell you want to get high, go to DizzyBeezyHoney.com. And at checkout, use promo code HOPPY, H-O-P-P-E.
Doors closing.
Now, something completely different.
Happy Hour!
Hey, this is Gary Meyer, and as refreshing as a McDonald's Coca-Cola, Happy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hi, this is Drew Lane from the Drew Lane Podcast, and you are enjoying Happy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hey kids, it's Brother Weeze, and you are listening to the Happy Hour with my main man, Ryan Hoppy.
People often argue over Android versus iPhones, but the real debate should be middle-aged Gen X morning shows versus Happy Hour.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show. Other stations are tuned in too.
Mm. Oh, sure. I got it.
Turn the radio up. It's time for thrill.
I got it.
Ryan's here with the latest spiel.
Oh, sure.
Sex and stars and love so real. Mm. Happy Hour hits with the funky feet.
Hi, Cleveland.
8 nights crashing like a scene at dawn. It's the gossip train that you're riding on.
I love gossip. At the school. Unless it involves me.
On this throwback ride, we all belong. Mm. Happy, 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 it's the hour we crave. Ryan's got the
856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773.
Don't you misbehave.
You tweeted me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me. Ryan Hoppy Radio, gmail.com.
Happy Hour's live and it's everywhere. Happy, 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 it's the hour we crave.
Oh, happy Hot Topic.
Mmm.
Does it hurt?
Now my feet are stuck in the
oh my
shoes.
God, that's wild.
Kylie Jenner bonding with her slingbacks. The star stuck in the pointy pump she wore to the Met Gala after taping herself in.
Max told me to tape my...
The problem is they wear these outfits they can't fit into because they want to, like, draw attention to themselves.
My feet into this shoe. And now my feet are stuck in the
oh my
shoes.
God, that's wild.
Ow.
The billionaire's team quickly coming to the rescue with...
The billionaire rub it in Walmart.
With some sort of liquid to dissolve the adhesive.
She's probably a terrible mom.
Adhesive.
Does it hurt?
The good news, Kylie's feet survived.
Oh, thank God. We were all worried. Mm. We're all going, oh, my God. I hope Kylie Jenner's feet survive.
Oh, happy Hot Topic.
More details about the man who crashed into Jennifer Aniston's home have been revealed.
Yeah, this guy's a loser.
A man who was arrested after allegedly crashing his car into the front gate of Jennifer Aniston's Los Angeles home called himself the perfect husband. 48-year-old...
Trust me, she's probably not a perfect wife, to be honest.
Jimmy Wayne Carwile was booked on suspicion of felony vandalism on May 5th, according to arrest records viewed by E! News. And
oh, good job, E! News. You viewed it. Thanks for letting us know. so freaking self-important.
Anderson was home at the time of the incident, but was not hurt. Two law enforcement sources told NBC News. Prior to his arrest, a public Facebook page with Carwile's name shared multiple messages about the Friends alum, calling her his bride and true soulmate. A December 2024 post read, "Set you straight about me and Jen, reminding you the perfect husband had to have a perfect wife named Jennifer Joanna Aniston." Another post in March read, "They amaze me, packing so much love in such a small package, known as Jennifer Joanna Aniston Carwile." E! News has reached out to Aniston.
They reached out for comment in her bag. I don't even want to hear it. Sick of it. Wow. I reached out to this guy for comment and was supposed to interview him, and then he ghosted me. This is a case. This is Adam Carolla. This is a case. I tell people, people don't want to listen to me. Tell after the fact. You never want to meet your heroes. If there's a radio show or a podcast you're a big fan of, and you're like, oh, I bet we'd be friends. Adam Carolla, when he did mornings on 97.1 KLSX and tried to replace Howard Stern when they put Rover in the Midwest and David Lee Roth on the East Coast, I listened to every episode of the Adam Carolla Show. And I had it all scheduled to go drive to Naples, which is about a 90-minute drive, to interview him in January. And his publicist, Mike August, just ghosted on me. And I was like, that's why everybody views you as classless. That and your conservative grifter. It used to be funny.
Adam, it's good to see you, mate.
Good to see you, Jay.
Hey.
How's that bank account going with that ex-wife of yours?
I wanted to talk to you about Trump's proposed tax on foreign-made films. Apparently 100% tariff.
I'm sure he's going to be pro-Trump because he's so badly wants to be Fox News cool.
He thinks this is going to, you know, revitalize the...
Remember MAGA, Make America Great Again? MAFA, Make Adam Funny Again.
Film industry here. Other people worry that maybe it'll be bad for the industry. What are your thoughts?
I'm sure it's great. Trump's a good guy. Been to Mar-a-Lago.
Well, my thoughts are we used to do a lot of films in Los Angeles, and then we drove up all the tariffs and the taxes and the prices, and then they moved.
Right.
So, you know, Hollywood claims to be all about, you know, the people and the little people and pay your fair share. But the second they up the taxes, they go to Prague, they go to Canada, they go to New Mexico. They're hypocrites. So they...
And Trump's not... I love when a Republican points out a legitimate point that something the Liberal Party does is hypocritical. But then they act like there's no hypocriticalness in the Republican Party? Get the hell out of here.
Lower everything. They'll bring it back and it'll work.
I'm gone. I'm sure it's going to work. Just like it worked with that casino of Trump's. So there is this fascinating girl. She's cute. Her name is, what is it? Sophie Rain. She is an influencer who has an OnlyFans, and all she does is just like take pictures of her eating like a big cheeseburger at like In-N-Out. All she does is post pictures all day. And then she's got this weird relationship with the rapper NLE Choppa where they're acting like they haven't banged, but they get really close together. And then she'll wear a shirt that says like slut SZN, like slut season. But she hasn't had sex. And then she's religious and waiting till marriage and a virgin, even though she's on OnlyFans, but not doing anything dirty. There's a rumor going around that she's pregnant on TikTok, and it's freaking hilarious. I love going through the gallery. I'll see Sophie Rain for some reason. It shows up on my algorithm on Snapchat, and I'll view it. Not for spank bang material. It's just you see this dead look in her eyes. But she's 20, so she falls under my umbrella of if you were in high school during COVID, you're weird. So she has that dead look in her eyes. Something happened where she feels like she needs to do this. And it's like, freaking weird. I love it.
Prince Harry is making his first public appearance after confessions about the royal family rift.
Yeah, he has to just shut up. When he keeps talking, he keeps burning more of a bridge.
The Duke of Sussex attends the ServiceNow's Knowledge 2025 conference in support of the Diana Award in honor of his mother, Princess Diana, in Las Vegas.
I think I've heard of her.
On May 6th.
At the event, Harry takes to the stage to speak about seeing the impact the youth has had firsthand through his charitable endeavors. Mm. The spare author's appearance comes 5 days after he lost his appeal to dismiss the UK government's prior decision to strip his security personnel.
Got it.
That same day, he shares candid insight into the role his years-long court battle played in the rift between him and his father, King Charles III.
Yeah, King Charles is no good guy, though. Camille was the side chick.
Harry explains to BBC during the May 2nd interview, "He won't speak to me because of this security stuff, but it would be nice to reconcile."
Well, buddy, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a pretty honest guy on this show. You kind of messed up. You kind of burned the bridge, you know? That's a you problem.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Like he laying it down or something.
Don't do that. Sitting there watching everybody.
That's right.
Look at dirty, I'm telling you, playboy. If you gon' do it, get to it. Get to it. Trap boys.
What? What?
Yo, 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 Escalade stupendous, Cadillacs and Benzes, money ain't a thing, I'm off the chain when I spin it, pull up in the truck, automatic start, hit it out with the strap, 17 shots, tear your club apart, gangsta, stay cheap and banger, strippers on stage, tell them go get this paper, come up out the thong, this where you belong, look around the room, you ain't done nothing wrong. Yeah, I rock diamonds out of ragdoll cap, flossing arm length chains with that platinum stamp. You wanna laugh with Escalade, lay up in the shade. If your ass twerk, then that ass get paid. Girl, you bout these dollars, meet me in the den. Give up all your morals and make these Benjamins. Sin and sin again, so come and bring your friends. And bring the one that's talking about me, I then.
It's damn if I do, damn if you don't. Knick-knack, paddywhack, drop it where them dollars at. Take it to the flow, gotta stack dough. Live for it, you know it, I know it. Damn if I do, damn if you don't. Knick-knack, paddywhack, drop it where them dollars at. Take it to the flow, gotta stack dough. Live for it, die for it, you know it, I know it.
Okay, this how it's gon' be, just you and I. With nasty toys, slow grind, when you joyride, I'm a nasty boy. Nasty by nature, love them all if they block draw the hat fakers. Prefer the rump shakers, y'all. No lie, now drop it to the south and pull them thongs to the side. I gets high, riding in my Jeep, push it through your strip out to scoop some candy feet. Like I'm sweet, the type that don't speak. Finesse them for a week, then after that we hit the sheet. Player, beach stalker, rhyme author, beats banging. Must be something in the world tonight. You can go though, but don't fall though. Running up cause I'm the type to South call ya. I ain't a psycho, but you can call me Norman. I'm at the telly cutting something creeping on me.
Damn if I do, damn if you don't. Knick-knack, paddywhack, drop it where them dollars at. Take it to the flow, gotta stack dough. Live for it, die for it, you know it, I know it. Damn if I do, damn if you don't. Knick-knack, paddywhack, drop it where them dollars at. Take it to the flow, gotta stack dough. Live for it, die for it, you know it, I know it.
Thick goods when I'm craving, backs I love to cave them. Some say I'm player hating, laughing at them cats that save them. But game, no game, and here is no game. What you think this is? You dealing with a pro main, close range specialist, sicker than the essence. Never have to ask or beg, I just insist. It's like this, chicks like this. So why not serve them all like a Vince Carter first step? Keep it hot to death, and equip that sex with neck. And you just might have found your exit out the project. Come on, freaky diggies, you wanna meet me? Make fantasies reality, girl, come and see me. Send a lead to me.
intimate sex is easy. You don't please me, you'll be gone. It's just that easy.
It's damn if I do, damn if you don't. Knick-knack, patty-whack, drop it where them dollars at. Take it to the flow, gotta stack up. Live for it, die for it, you know it, I know it. It's damn if I do, damn if you don't. Knick-knack, patty-whack, drop it where them dollars at. Take it to the flow, gotta stack up. Live for it, die for it.
Happy Hour will be right back. Happy Hour will be right back.
This following segment has been brought to you by Fortify.com. FORTIFEYE.com for the best pre- and post-workout around. At Fortify.com, if you use promo code Ryan20, you can save 20% on the best pre- and post-workout around. But you got to go to Fortify.com, FORTIFEYE.com. Use promo code Ryan20. All right. At some point this week, we will be recording episode 13 of the Hammer and Hank Show, which you can find HAMMERIN Hank on all streaming platforms. And there's a playlist of all 13 episodes on Spotify. And here is his award-winning PSA.
Hello again. It's your favorite San Francisco DJ, Hammer and Hank. I may look normal, but the truth is, I have a condition known as autism. That's right. It's a condition, not a disease. Fact is, autism can strike anyone, regardless of who they are. People with autism normally have difficulties in verbal and nonverbal communication skills, social interactions, and leisure activities. In a recent study, people with autism are less likely to have a job and more likely to become homeless. I beat the odds by having loving friends and family, having a college education. I have even worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality for many years. Always remember that people with autism want the same things as you, to be happy and successful. To find out more about autism, please contact your local mental health center or visit autismspeech.org. This is Hammer and Hank, and I appreciate your kindness.
Door is closing.
Happy Hour!
Hey, it's Jack Murphy, and you're listening to the Happy Hour.
Hey, this is Jameson from WZLX Boston, and you're listening to Happy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hey, what's up? It is Kevin Ralston, host of the KVJ Show, and you are listening to Happy Hour.
Hey, what's going on? It's Virginia from the KVJ Show at 97.9 WRMF, and you're listening to Happy Hour.
Recording for the average Joe and Jane because we don't discriminate by gender. If you work hard, keep listening to Happy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
I got it.
This is the theme to Happy Hour. The theme to Happy Hour. Oh, wow. With Ryan Hop ring in the
Hoppy,
power.
Get it right, AI.
Dance right now.
Get the words out right, Ryan.
Pop, pop, shoo, wop in the tower. Silly jokes, the last will shower. Ryan's here with all the chatter. Tune in, folks, it really matters. Happy Hour is the thing with Ryan Hop.
Remember that trash bag Janelle Evans from Teen Mom? Like, you know, she'd be fun and bad, but she's a trash bag. And she's throwing a divorce party at a strip club tonight.
The wave and ride the fun with Happy Hour.
You know, there's going to be a train there. I wonder what it would be like having a train on the one and only Janelle Evans. You'd have to close your eyes. You want to celebrate this divorce? I will tweet out that picture at RyanHoppyRadio.com of the poster from the party. Also, Kristen Cavallari is now wearing bras in her new photo shoot. I'm a little over Kristen Cavallari. She just skanks me out, man. Like, can you imagine all you have is your looks? Like, what was it? 50 Cent said something about, like, if all you have is looks, you're like a H-O-E. But seriously, like, if all you have is being pretty, you're crap out of luck. I mean, I'm so handsome, but I also do a very good radio show that gets talked about by Gen Xers that are ones that give out the shots but don't like taking them. Unless that shot includes drinking a shot at a bar with somebody that's not your wife. What am I talking about? I don't know what I'm talking about. Every radio host that's ever done me wrong should be afraid. I know all the fucking secrets. I just don't say it because of legal reasons, because whatever. But, Tom Brady says he regrets that roast.
I regret that my kids had to, like, you know, it's tough on my kids for sure. Cause
yeah, your mommy sleeps around. She ruined two marriages.
I don't think they're at an age. I kind of went in there. Look, you don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
And I love laughing at myself. It felt like I was in the locker room. And the harder people go at me, I'll actually love it.
It's the psychopath in you, Tom.
Yeah, it's just like if people make fun of you, then I know that I'm good with them. You know, and like I said earlier, I don't take myself too serious. So.
No, you do, Tom. It's okay. No, Tom Brady. You take yourself very seriously.
Oh, but I do understand, like, for my kids, that was really hard.
Yeah. It was a massive show.
It was a massive hit.
Yeah.
And you
Logan Paul, good insight, massive hit.
Said that right after the show too, that you felt.
Yeah, and I didn't
really. It's a bro podcast, and Paul said with Logan Paul and this little dude, a bunch of bros. Maybe I'm just projecting that Logan Paul would have probably made fun of me in high school, so I don't like him.
You know, like there's some things a parent you f up and you don't realize after, like, you know, and you just we're not perfect parents.
Yeah, you know, Giselle is freaking out about it.
Like, and you'll see as you grow up, like, there's no perfect manual for it. And, like, you got.
I would play some of the clips, but Netflix, like, took down my whole podcast last year. I'm like, relax.
You gotta evaluate yourself as a parent, too, all the time. So,
but then again, you're not getting my $18 a month, so I kind of get it.
Even though I really enjoyed the show and the performances were incredible. And like when you were in that moment in that theater that night at the Forum, like it was electric.
Yeah. That was a year ago. Time flies, man.
Like it was crazy. Like we got done. We were
like
everybody was on cloud nine. And I think that moment I'll never forget.
Yeah. But then afterwards, getting the 9 text messages from Giselle. She really pushed the jizz in L.
You know, and then I'll never forget when I talked to my kids the next day.
Oh, man.
And I was like, I felt like, you know, a stake through the heart, you know?
Yeah. Mommy's a sidekick.
Oh, happy hot topic. Justin Baldoni's Wayfarer Foundation shutting down.
I'm sorry.
It's not good.
Sorry. It's been a day.
Yeah, so Blake Lively caused the charity to shut down. What a bitch.
Founder Steve Sarowitz announced the sunsetting of the organization on the nonprofit's Instagram.
Yeah.
Writing to followers, "We understand that this news may come as a surprise, and we will be actively working over the next several weeks to ensure all matters are concluded with care and attention." But ET has learned that a main reason the Foundation is closing its doors is largely because of Baldoni's ongoing lawsuit with his It Ends With Us co-star, Blake Lively. The financial and emotional strain proving too much to keep Wayfarer afloat. ET has reached out to Blake for comment.
The deeper we go, the uglier it gets.
Duh!
Steve and Justin launched their foundation based in their Baha'i faith and designed to give back to other spiritually aligned organizations in 2021. A philanthropic extension of their production company, Wayfarer Studios, which produced It Ends With Us.
Alright, so there's this.
Matthew Knowles is supporting his ex-wife, Tina Knowles, on her book tour. The parents of Beyoncé reunited in a surprise appearance on stage.
Oh, that's so cute.
In a hometown Houston, Texas appearance. To celebrate and promote Tina's number one New York Times bestseller memoir.
Looks freaking douchey. And it's on Oprah's book club. Oh, good. I'll be sure not to read it.
Matriarch. In Tina's Instagram video, Matthew says,
I want to leave you with this. Yeah. Pray not for a life free from trouble. But what you and I call adversity, universe God calls opportunity.
Oh, God. What about your son-in-law? Is he full of God?
Love you ain't nothing you can do about it.
Whatever. So sick of the word God. Everybody uses it, but then they're awful people. I don't think God would approve of that.
Kelly Clarkson is sharing an update on her dating life. During the May 6th episode of Today with Jenna and Friends.
Kelly Clarkson annoys me. She got too skinny. You know when someone's kind of thick? And then they get skinny. It's not good.
The singer, who shares 10-year-old River and 8-year-old Remy with her ex, Brandon Blackstock, reveals whether or not she's looking for love 3 years after her divorce.
I will say, I'm not looking and I'm not looking. I'm very busy and I think, yeah. You know, get this as a mom. I've got to focus right yes. now. So it's like, there's a lot of work. Plus, I mean, my kid's schedule, I feel like it's busy.
By the way. Yeah,
trust me, Kelly. For all the men out there, you're doing us a favor by not dating.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
It's all about you. We'll be right back.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Yeah. Looks like we gonna hit him in the head with this one right here, fella feet. You already know what it is. Nowhere she rapping it. Big booty rapping it. Fella feet there rapping it. And it's like that.
Turn it up, now you know this is my song. Make me wanna break it down on you all night long. Got my little bitch skirt and my high heels on. All I need is a cutie and I can't go wrong. That's when I noticed you soon as I stepped into the room. The music's jumping, but I noticed something about you. So I just took it to the floor, hoping you would come and show me more. If it is like that, ooh, who taught you how to dance like that? And ooh, who taught you how to move it like that? Yeah, ooh, I love it when you do it like that. And I know we gon' kick it tonight. If it is like that, like that. This drink got me feeling real nice. And the spot's so hot, I could dance all night. Boy, you know you got me going and I can't sit down. What you working with, baby? Well, I'm gonna find out. That's why I'm feeling what I'm feeling as I dance with you. My body's overheating, but I'm trying to be cool. Oh, baby, when we leave the floor, I can't wait for you to show me more. If it is like that, ooh, who taught you how to dance like that? And ooh, who taught you how to move it like that? Yeah, ooh, I love it when you do it like that. And I know we gonna kick it tonight. If it is like that,
all my ladies in the club tonight, hit the bar, take a shot and get right. All the boys in the club tonight, roll it up, light it up and get high. Ride with me, bitch, that Chico gotta spit that fast. Fill that cup, blow that fast. Quick as 1, 2, 3, real 4, 5, yeah. If you get out of line, off your ass. Get on the ground, get on the floor, let me jump right behind. Catch them in the club, juggling dams, that's me. No chains, no game. Looking for them women that ain't got no rings. Ready for whatever, like it ain't no thing. Walking through the club like my shit don't stain, stain. We on fire, 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 we on fire. Dog, it's like that.
Hour will be right back.
Oh yeah, let's go through all the sponsors right now. I never get freaking podcasts that begin their show with like seven live reads or sponsors. I'm like, who's listening to that? If I were that sponsor, I'd be pissed off. Well, what do I know? A lot. This following segment has been brought to you by Cheeky Mouth Guards at GetCheeky.com. When I tell you it's the best way to quit biting on the side of your mouth, I'm a man of my words. GetCheeky.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. Shimmerwood CBD drinks at Shimmerwood.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. GetGoodFeels.com for good vibes THC drinks. Go to GetGoodFeels.com and use promo code HOPPY to save 20%. OldGlory.com for the best t-shirts around. Use promo code HOPPY to save 15%. Garden State Distillery Dirty Vodka. GardenStateDistillery.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 15%. Aspire Green Tea Drinks at AspireDrinks.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Afura Coffee. AFUERA Coffee.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. FSDrinks.com. For the best boba around, use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Oh, you're looking for the best beef jerky? BigForkBrands.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. And finally, are you looking for a good energy bar? QuantumSquares.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. All of these are on my website, RyanHoppyRadio.com, R-Y-A-N-H-O-P-P-E, radio.com. I would hope you know how to spell radio. Or it's in my podcast section. So whenever you listen to Hoppy Hour like you are right now, in the podcast description is all of that. We're going to come back on Hoppy Hour. Keep this party going and going. But let's hear from Hammer and Hank. But you can hear the Hammer and Hank Show with Henry Oaks and Ryan Hoppy on Spotify by searching up Hammerin, H-A-M-M-E-R-I-N, Hank Show, and check it out on his podcast feed.
Mm-hmm. People of autism are often treated like they are different. Believe me, we are. Hi, this is Henry Oaks, but my buddies may have known me as Hammer and Hank. I was labeled as slow when I started school. Come to find out at the age of 12, the doctor previously cited I was autistic. Now at the age of 48, I have completed an associate degree in radio broadcasting and worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality. So yes, I am different. People of autism have no needs, no different than you. Laugh, laugh, love, and learn to get an education and join the workforce. I did it, and so can anyone else of autism. So when you meet someone with autism, don't feel sorry for them. Work with them. Find out for yourself that autism isn't a disease, it's a condition. To find out more about autism, please visit autismspeaks.org. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
Doors closing.
Happy Hour!
Hey, what's up? It's Babs from Wild 94.1, the afternoon diva. Shout out my guy Ryan Hoppy. Make sure you tune in to Hoppy Hour, the best 60 minutes of your life.
Yo, what's going on? It's Joey Franchise, Poppy Shampoo from Wild 94.1, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour.
Hey, this is Meredith from O and the Freak Show on Wild 94.1 in Tampa Bay, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hey, this is Tom Bernard, and you are listening to Hoppy Hour with my friend Ryan Hoppy.
The golden age of radio is alive and well on Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show. Other stations are tuned in too.
For her, well, she got to get through the thrice first. The
right, exactly.
The third baby.
Sierra spilling why Rihanna and ASAP Rocky may be planning baby number four.
Sierra used to really turn me on back in the day, but she seems so wishy-washy.
The Umbrella singer stepped out for her Baby Bumps debut at the 2025 Met Gala on May 5th. Sierra was spotted showing love to the expecting Riri, who along with ASAP are mom and dad to two sons, RZA and Riot.
Alright.
Sierra and husband Russell Wilson are parents to four kiddos, leading to a little baby talk when she stopped by Sherry for a post-Met Gala recap on May 6th.
I just have to shout her out because I'm so proud of her. This is her third baby she's having now. And yes, we were cracking up, talking about, because Russ was with us and ASAP, mm-hmm, we all took a picture together.
Yeah.
And we start talking about Cinco because you know I have four.
How does it feel that you ruined Russ?
Yes.
So he's talking about Cinco. And we start talking about Cuatro for her. Well, she got to get through the tres first.
Right.
Whatever. Blah, blah, blah. You're just speculating. But then again, it's kind of what I do.
Vanessa Marcil is sharing her relationship receipts. Just one day after her ex-fiancé, Brian Austin Green, with whom Vanessa shares 21-year-old Cassius,
who he has no relationship with because he's a deadbeat,
called the relationship toxic, the 56-year-old shared a text.
Gosh, he looks good for 50 songs.
Exchange allegedly between herself and Brian. In messages directed to a contact named Cassius's dad, Vanessa shares a photo presumably of the couple's son, to which Brian responds with a sweating emoji and asked when the photo happened. Vanessa replies, quote, yesterday was his graduation, followed by Brian saying, quote, you did a really great job. He's an amazing person. Vanessa, who dated Brian in the late 90s, then becoming engaged before their 2003 breakup, thanked her ex alongside a prayer emoji. E! News has reached.
They reached out for comments, so pretty much he's saying, thanks for doing all the work. I did nothing. Speaking of deadbeat dads.
Oh, happy hot topic.
You're not gonna take inches off my bro. It's idiotic. I'm a gift, bro.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Now you're not taking accountability or responsibility.
I'm literally
two mutants, Pierce Morgan and this guy.
This is what you get for now. We can circle back when you can count.
Okay.
He walks off. Kanye West walked off Pierce Morgan's show. To be fair, I would have walked off Pierce Morgan's show too.
Mm-hmm. Kanye West storming out of an interview on Piers Morgan Uncensored after less than 5 minutes in the hot seat.
Mm. Judge me by the view.
Well, the view is Mallorca. I've been there. It's a beautiful place.
Yay, joining from a balcony in Spain with content creator...
The view is mediocre. What a pretentious douchebag Piers Morgan is.
...creator Sneeko. Piers saying he invited the rapper on his show to explain his recent hate speech and anti-Semitic behavior.
He did that interview with that little bitch boy DJ Academics who just lets people talk for clout, which I get, but he's like, kisses Drake's ass, kisses Kanye's ass. It's like, you're a beta.
So by doing a swastika chain, it then ruffles some feathers.
But he couldn't get past the first question.
I watch what you put out on X. You got 32 million followers.
You're not going to take inches off my bro. Like, how many followers do I have?
Well, how many is it?
I think you could do the study. You got a whole staff over there.
I'm told it's 33 million now, so congratulations. You're slightly bigger following than I thought.
Then Kanye.
Yeah, Piers Morgan always comes with no facts. He just comes to attack and then fails. Freaking douchebag.
Who was reportedly 22 hours late to the interview, made it clear he was the one who felt disrespected.
Kanye West is just, it's like such low-hanging fruit to give him attention, which I'll stop doing it right now. What's going on with Donna Kelsey?
Oh, happy hot topic!
Jason, you really didn't bring a lot of ladies home.
Yeah, no, we got it, Mom. Okay.
Donna Kelsey is spilling the tea on Travis and Jason Kelsey's prior girlfriends. In anticipation of Mother's Day, Travis and Jason invited their mom onto their New Heights podcast May 7th. And naturally, she took the opportunity to embarrass them about their dating history while answering a question about dating in college.
Mom, did you not like any of our Travis or I's girlfriends?
This kid. Kayla,
or my girlfriend, now wife.
Jason, you really didn't bring a lot of ladies home.
Yeah, no, we got it, Mom. Okay.
You dated, but I didn't know any of them. So same thing with Trav. I, you know, I met one or two. Did you have any time at all to date? I don't know. Well, Travis seemed to agree with his mom. Jason, who's now dad to Wyatt, Elliot, Bennett, and newborn Finley with Kylie Kelsey, he admitted that his football schedule had nothing to do with it.
I had plenty of time. I had absolutely zero game, and I looked like an overweight Oompa Loompa. That's why I didn't have any girlfriends.
Overweight?
Well, I guess in high school I wasn't.
No.
Yeah. No.
I just sucked at talking to women.
At least he's honest. I did too. If it wasn't for my good looks and my height, I'm not really sure. If I would have got laid as much. I don't know. Do I want to talk about Gypsy Rose Fletcher? Do I want to save this for tomorrow? I'm making the decision. Let's just get it over with. I don't want it to linger.
No! Happy Hot Topic!
I love how Gypsy Rose Blanchard cheats on Ryan Anderson with that Ken guy. Has a kid with Ken. And then when Ryan Anderson leaks sacred text messages, she gets mad.
And I'm just tired of this war. And I'm
a war? You got your mom killed. You started all this nonsense.
And I'm just tired of this war. And I want it to end.
Gypsy Rose.
Yeah, because you lost, because you are a pig, you are a cheater, and you'll always be a cheater.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard has an emotional message for her ex-husband, Ryan Anderson. Mm. 1 year after their breakup, the 33-year-old tearfully says she and the special education teacher can't be friends.
Duh!
After he leaked screenshots of their private text messages on TikTok.
Why would you want to be friends with your exes? This is the problem when like exes want to be friends with you. Is there's that thing... There's her side of the story, his side, and then the truth. And the truth is, she used him to get out of prison.
According to Gypsy, she had confided in Ryan earlier this year when she was feeling distant from boyfriend Ken Erker following the birth of their four-month-old daughter, Aurora.
Yeah. That poor kid's going to have major mommy issues.
She says in a May 5th TikTok video addressed to her ex,
"Never I reached out to you, when I was 2 weeks postpartum.
When I was pregnant with the kid that I cheated on you with.
And...
because I'm a bitch.
I didn't know how to handle my emotions.
You don't. Also, your new short hair looks awful. But it kind of fits your personality.
But whenever you put out text messages between you and I that I think are sacred.
There's nothing sacred about you. You got your mom killed, and you also cheated on your fiance with this guy. There's nothing sacred about you.
That should...
if there was a way to have a person be the exact opposite of sacred, it would be you, honey.
In my opinion, be sacred between us. And when I mean sacred, I mean that... There are a few, very few people I trust in this world.
And you cheated on him. You pig.
And I have always counted you.
I trusted you, and you had trusted me, and I was banging someone else. But let's rewrite the past. Shut up. If he cheated on you and got a girl pregnant, it'd be a different story. Moron.
As one of them.
Manipulation from a sociopath.
It's so hard to see what you have become.
What have you become? What have you done with your life? Moron.
And while Gypsy acknowledges that Ryan speaking out online about their broken marriage is his way of finding peace with their split,
I'd find peace in that too, exposing that moron.
She was still hurt by his recent actions.
How do you think he felt when he found out that you got pregnant? Moron. Cannot say it enough. You are the definition of moron. You know how I just said you're the opposite of sacred? You're the exact definition of a moron, a white trash imbecile.
But I know I just want the best for you. I want you to be happy. I want you to move on.
I want the best for you, but I'm going to cheat on you and have a kid with someone else and leave you.
You to move on with someone that's going to make you happy.
That's what every ex says. I want you to be with someone that's happy. That'll make you happy. Whatever.
It's going to love you like you should be loved.
That's what my second to last ex told me. I dedicate this to her.
Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt! You make me sick, you big baby! Baby, want a bottle? A big dirt bottle?
TikTok, Fox and Juke are playing cruel pranks. Hoppy's hour almost done. Feels like robbery in banks. Ryan Hoppy on the mic dropping.
What logo?
In syndicated sorrow, now it's time to shatter dreams. Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio is fading like a wilted rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixing hoppy like fingers without rings. PHX to FM, shout out to the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixing hoppy like fingers without rings. PHX to FM, shoutouts hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Like clockwork to a show. Now it's time to face the silence like a TV on snow. Riot Hoppy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. Line. Empty speaker silence, I'm coming to an end. Like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Hoppy's jokes and jabs, he's our daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind. Oh, the hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. The hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Game over. This concludes our broadcast day. Good night, and God bless America.
Door is closing.